This is Destination Midnight. You are listening to the Dreadhouse Podcast. I'm not scared.
I work in the centre of Enfield Town. Usually at this time of year, after summer is spent and the nights draw in like a blanket covering you on a cold autumnal night, I rarely leave work in daylight. Great in summertime, as I feel I have an evening to spend, but as the seasons change and the centre of town clears out by 5:30, people are in the minority. Apart from a famous fast food chain that stays open late and acts like a beacon of light, shining like a lighthouse in a darkened town centre, most of the famous retail shops have either closed down or moved premises. In their place are charity shops, phone case shops and barbers, so a complete reduction in foot traffic for both daytime shoppers and evening passers-by. There are only a couple of pubs and restaurants at the south end of the town. I digress. Enough of the backstory. It was 6:35. I left work in my office at the charity I provide web support for, locked the building, I'd made my way past the fast food store towards St Andrew's Church. The church is historic and has stood in the centre of Enfield for centuries. Anyone who is still around at this time feels quite safe to cut through the various pathways that intersect the church and the graveyards. Walking close to the church, you have to pass at least two. So I make my way to the left of the church and pass a graveyard that sits in between the church and the lower grammar school. I notice a tapping noise, gentle at first, but echoey. It lasts for the length of time it takes me to walk past the entrance to the graveyard, then it stops. So I think nothing of it. Building, redevelopment and roadworks are a part of Enfield life now. I pause. There are no roadworks. It's 6:40 and I am nowhere near a road. I continue and forget about it. The following evening, I leave work around the same time and I see no one. Then a couple of teenagers pile out of the fast food place, dropping their rubbish on the floor as they leave. I turn left through the market and take my usual route home past the cemetery. Then I remember about the previous night, a thought that hadn't occurred to me since then, the random tapping noise. It's coming from inside the cemetery. I laugh to myself as I get a little bit freaked out, but not much. And I continue walking home as the Doppler-affected tapping noise dullens from behind me. The next day at work, around the water cooler, except we don't have a water cooler, we have a tea tray with a kettle, some long life milk, supermarket branded tea bags and coffee, sugar and a kettle. We're standing around, mugs in hand, and the topic of St Andrew's Church comes up. One person says they attend on Sundays, and the other says they're friends with Vicar Steve. Did I remember the tapping noise? And I explain to two confused looking faces. Never noticed or heard it, one says, and the other just shakes their head with an upturned mouth. I said it must be coming from one of the houses over the back. Then one reminds me that the cemetery backs onto the playing field for the all-girls school. I say, and promptly forget. Work finishes and I'm out the door at 6:45. The town is dead. No one is around and all I see is a few workers moving around inside the fast food place. I turn left onto the market and I see a handful of people inside the pub. I walk past the church and up to the cemetery. Then I hear it again for the third time. Tap, tap, tap. This time I'm really spooked. I have an eerie feeling it's coming from inside the cemetery. Not to the side, not over the back, but inside. The slight soft slapback of the echo tells me the noise is bouncing off the brick walls inside the cemetery. The previous 2 days, I'd felt safe because I hadn't given any thought to its origins. I couldn't see inside. It goes again. Tap, tap, tap. So against every feeling of sense inside my body, I decide to investigate. So I get my phone out and turn on its torch. And I walk carefully and slowly to the dark centre of the cemetery. tap is getting louder. I'm closer and I follow the sound more closely. Tap, tap, tap. The light on my phone is pretty pence at the best of times, and I usually can't see anything until I'm right on top of it. Tap, tap, tap. Then I see it. It's a man, kneeling at a headstone. He looks frail and old. Tap, tap, tap. Then I see what's in his hands. He's holding a stonemason's hammer and chisel. Tap, tap, tap. And a huge sense of relief washes over me. And I say to him, "What the hell are you doing? You scared the life out of me. Phew." And I laugh out loud. He stops and he turns his balding head round to face me and says, "They spelt my name wrong."
Destination Midnight is a part of the Spooky Network.
For more information and more stories, please visit thedreadhouse.com. Music by Mostly, recorded at the House at the Edge of the World.